Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hello there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm pleased to say I'm joined today by Dirk Beveridge, who is the founder of Unleash WD and executive producer at We Supply America. Dirk, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But first, if you can start by telling us a little bit more about yourself, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you. When you finish, I will wrap things up.
Cool. Mark, thanks so much for having me. And I absolutely love your mission at New Leaf. I'm really honored to be here with you. At Unleash WD, we're a design innovation strategy firm that's really committed to helping independent mid-market distributors survive and thrive in this age of disruption. We do it in a lot of different ways. Where I'm most passionate right now, starting last year, we created this movement throughout distribution called We Supply America. I believe that the independent family-owned distributors that are part of a $7 trillion economic engine on this planet create over 6 million jobs. They are the backbone of this country. And I believe that we need to tell the stories, the goodness of these businesses that keep America supplied. And all that leads to, Mark, your question and what I'm passionate about right now. Actually, on August 4th, we're going to be publishing some new, what I believe is groundbreaking research on the need to reimagine leadership going forward. You know, coming out of the pandemic or coming off of season one of We Supply America, I had two fundamental premises. Premise number one was that the very nature of leadership is changing more rapidly than most of us realize. The second fundamental premise I had is that humanity is going to play a larger role in leadership going forward. And so those were from observations of traveling 16,000 miles last summer through 35 states, walking through 34 different businesses, meeting hundreds and hundreds of individuals in their workspace. But I had to prove or disprove those statements. So we've just concluded this research, and I believe the findings are absolutely telling for leaders in business going forward. And I'd love to just share some of that with you. And then we can, after this, talk about, you know, the how, if you will. But so Mark, think about this. Think about, everybody's talking about, rightfully so, the great resignation, right? Well, one of the things I found through this survey is that I believe we're thinking too myopically when we only talk about the great resignation. Because really what's happening is three forces are colliding. There are the external macro forces, there are the internal forces within our business, and then there are what I'm calling the people forces. You know, individuals have been impacted in untold ways at the human level as a result of the pandemic. So these three forces, external, internal, and people forces, have come together for what I am calling the great redefinition. The great redefinition. Because what I believe and what I find is that everything is being redefined, including leadership. So some of the data that we found that we're going to be having more and more conversation about is 77% of those that we've interacted with in this research, hundreds of individuals, believe that the very nature of leadership is changing as a result of COVID and other forces. 77%. 83% of us believe that we cannot be the same leader on this side of the pandemic as we were going in. And when you think about that great redefinition, the internal, external, and people forces, it really does make some sense. And then here's what I think is maybe the most important that we're going to have to spend a lot of time on. And that is that 93% of us agree and believe that the human element is in fact going to play a more important role in leadership in a post-pandemic world. And then obviously, because for years we've talked about innovation and helped organizations drive an innovative culture in their organization, the last data point that I have for you, Mark, is that 95% of us believe that we're going to need to pioneer and innovate more so on this side of the pandemic. Now, just I want to stop there for a second, because when we talk about pioneering and innovating, too often we automatically attach those words to things like technology, if you will. What I find, what we're going to have to be talking about a lot more, working on a lot more in our businesses, is we're going to have to be pioneering new ways to lead going forward. We're going to have to innovate new ways to lead going forward. And the last thing I'll leave you with is I've seen these four phases of leadership. First is what I call controlling. That's me, my father. We were taught to lead in a controlling, legislative, using fear, if you will, as a motivator. That evolved over years to what I call managing, where we manage the day-to-day and we look for those incremental improvements and the like, and we put in place the processes to drive efficiencies. That evolved over time to leading, right? To this whole science and discipline of leadership, where you talk about strategy and you talk about culture and the like. What I believe, what my research is showing, again, from my being in the workspace across this country with all these businesses, is we're identifying a fourth phase of leadership that I'm calling the noble calling of leadership. And that's going to put humanity at the center of how it is we interact with and we work with, and yes, we lead our people. And it's all about, Mark, helping the individuals on our team unleash that human spirit within them to help them fulfill their goals, their dreams, their mission. And we're really flipping the script, because that used to be second, third, or fourth on the list, because it's all about efficiencies and productivity. I believe it's flipping. We're going to focus on that first, and then that will in fact drive the performance productivity in our organizations. So I hope that helps, Mark.
Well, before we wrap up, Dirk, virtual high five, please. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging. Come on. Now, for all those people who haven't come across Dirk before, I just think he's such a legend in what he does. He's so passionate. He's so engaging. If anybody isn't following Dirk on LinkedIn, for example, the We Supply America trip and the photos and the stories and all the things that Dirk is referring to is there for all to see. And I certainly personally are looking forward to the findings of the research that you mentioned before. So as we do sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers, please do keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis. Everybody watching this back, please do have an awesome rest of the day. Once again, Dirk, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.